and let your loving kindness be upon them that put their trust in you. We also pray this morning for the forgiveness of our sins, to have mercy upon us. In your compassion, forgive us our sins. Those that we know and those that we don't know. And Father, help us today to live and to honor you in this newness of life. Lord, we ask this all today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And through Jesus Christ, and in his name we pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone. It's 6:46 here at WCNO. Good morning, Francesco.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Connie. Connie's out there. She's waving in here. And it's good to have all of you out there listening by radio this morning. This is our third day of prayer and praise. We want to bring you up to speed. Last night, as we left you having raised an even $44,000. Wishlane calling in with that gift of $350 and rounding it up to $44,000. Last evening, we had a giver giving online a gift of $40. And I had the name there a moment ago written down somewhere here, but I don't know where I put it. So we'll acknowledge
we'll
that giver.
That,
yeah, we'll
yes.
come back to that. I'll go. I know where it's at. I just got to go get it. I believe it was from Port St. Lucie. A gift of $40 was given online last evening around 8 o'clock. See, I remember that. Can't remember the name.
Well, okay.
I'm telling on myself this morning. A little foggy here. And that took us up to $44,040. Listen to this. We are $150,960 away from our goal of $195,000. That's our goal. To raise $195,000 for the support of this radio ministry. And we hope that those of you that have ears to hear today and
yes.
a heart to receive the message that we're sharing with you, if you have not given already to the ministry of WCNO, we hope that you'll do that. Our phone lines are already open this morning to take your call. And Francesco, I believe you're going to give them some phone numbers here.
I think that would be a good idea this morning. Bless you, Tom, and thank you for that morning blessing. It was wonderful to receive. The phone numbers are 888-221-8990. That's toll-free, 888-221-8990. We have a local number, 772-221-1100.
Okay, and there's a phone ringing already, so we're very grateful and thankful for the folks up bright and early this morning.
Good morning.
You ever hear that expression, bright and bushy tail?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Well, we have a lot of those, but
a lot of expressions like that. What does that mean?
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
I don't remember my tail being bushy.
No.
Matter of fact, I don't know if I have a tail.
The only time my tail was bushy was when my father got a hold of it. That's it.
Well, that's a different story.
When he applied the bush to it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I feel the pain. I feel
my
your
grandmother
pain right
did.
Now.
You feel my pain. Okay. All right. Well, listen, it's 6:49 here. Caller already ringing in this morning. That's a good thing. We hope to have a great day today here. And so if you are bright and awake this morning, let's just put it that way. Why not join us over that cup of coffee this morning? Make that pledge of support. You can give a gift, a one-time gift, or a monthly contribution if you care to do that. You might think, well, I'd like to give about $50, $60, but I don't have it all at one time. Well, you know, you can give that as a monthly contribution of
That's
$10
right.
a month. And over the six-month period between now and the spring, that would amount to $60, $10 a month for 6 months. You know, when we talk about monthly contributions, we count that for a period of 6 months because we do two fundraisers a year in the spring and the fall. And so we're not asking you to give $10 a month for life or $10 a month for the next 10 years, just for the next 6 months. If you think you could give a monthly contribution of $10, $20 a month, that goes a long way in helping meet the needs here. It really does. And you might want to just give a one-time gift. Some people say, well, I'd like to give you $60, but I want to do it all at one time.
Well, that's
so
okay.
That's okay too, you know.
Yes, it is.
And it will help. So this morning we're starting out with a $44,040. We have $150,960 to go. And the phone lines are open. Once again, that number, toll free, anybody anywhere can call this number, 888-221-8990. Let me give that to you again slowly and give you a chance to get a pen or paper so you can write it down so that you'll have it when you need it. It's toll free, 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. And we have a local number here. If you prefer, you can use that. It's area code 772-221-1100. That's 1100. That's 221-1100. Okay.
All right. I think you got it.
Did we get it?
I think you
got it. And you can also, as our friend did last night, go to our website anytime today if you're unable to get to a phone, and maybe you have the opportunity to get online, WCNO.com, and you can make a pledge or a donation there if you care to do that. Well, we're going to get back to some music this morning. Again, we hope that you'll call first thing. We've got a long way to go today. We've got a lot of work to do, and we hope that you'll help out here this morning as we continue with our prayer and praise time.
Oh Lord, I think
And that's Michelle Toombs here this morning. Heaven will be near me. Well, good morning, everybody. We've had our first two callers of the morning. We've got an angel from, Angel's from Boynton Beach with a gift of $50, getting the morning started off. And Nurale from West Palm Beach giving a gift of $40. And so that's our first two callers of the morning. I don't know which one of these ladies got in first. I think Nurale may have actually been caller number one.
I think she was on
one.
The line when I ran out.
Yeah. Okay. And so good morning, Nurale, getting the day started. And also our angel there in Boynton
Beach.
Good to hear from West Palm and Boynton. First thing this morning, how about the folks out in Okeechobee? Are you awake this morning? I know the sun is up. All right, come on and help out here today. Maybe you're up in Vero Beach or Winter Beach or Fort Pierce. Mm-hmm. Everybody can get involved today. We hope that you will with our prayer and praise time, our fundraising time. What is this all about? Well, this is that time of year that we raise the funds to keep this radio ministry on the air. Now, normally every morning at this time, you're listening to Dr. Khoury and a program called Extreme Faith. And all the programming, again today, preempted so that we can just take the time to share with you that this is a listener-supported ministry of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the one of two times of the year.
That's right.
That we pass the plate, that we ask you to help. And if you can contribute a gift of support to help keep Christian radio on the air, we hope that you will, because without your giving, we simply could not continue this radio ministry. It's through your giving that we are strengthened and maintained, and that we're able to turn on the transmitter every morning and bring you the music and the message that you hear at 89.9 FM. It takes a lot of money. We were talking about that yesterday. A lady sent along a note and said, do you really need $195,000 in listener support? Do you really need that much? And yes, we do really need that much in listener support. But the reality is that $195,000 in listener support does not even begin to cover the entire expense of operating this radio ministry. It just doesn't.
That's true.
Now, we were talking about just the power bill. Now, we had a letter that I sent out. We did some calculations back in 2011. Now, that's, years ago? And back in 2011, and we know, I think power has gone up in the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, or maybe it's about the same. But in 2011, we were looking just our power bill alone. Now, you got a 100,000-watt transmitter that's burning power 24 hours a day. Now, what is 100,000 watts? You know, how many light bulbs? You know, the old 100-watt light bulbs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if you got 1,000 watts, that means you'd have to have 10 of those bulbs burning to do 1,000 watts, right? Mm-hmm. So you turn on 100,000 watts. How many light bulbs would that be? 100? No,
yeah, no,
no, it'd be 1,000.
1,000, yep.
1,000.
1,000.
1,000 light bulbs, 1,100-watt light bulbs,
that's right.
Burning 24 hours a day. Now, that'll run up your power bill.
Oh, sure would.
You know, it'd heat up the house, too. Turn out those lights,
I'm cooking with lights.
I can hear
now.
My grandmother. Turn out them lights. Don't you leave the room without turning out the light. Mm-hmm. Okay. But anyway, just over... You know,